Wow, saw the results from yesterday at the Best in the Midwest, and I know you didn't take a lot of kids, but what the kids you did take, wow, I mean, it was a good performance. You had some PRs, some new school records too, didn't you?
Yeah, the girls and boys 4x4 both PR'd this year, and the girls, I think, PR'd by about 5 seconds. They were kind of stuck at that 4:22 for multiple meets, and then we finally broke it, ran a 4:17, and then the boys reset their co-op record with a 3:38, finally broke under that 3:40 mark. So that was good to see. I was kind of waiting. The wind kind of went down at one point. It was kind of a nice evening to run, so I was kind of happy about that.
Yeah, those two relays have just been progressing and cutting time off, seems like every meet they go to, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's a competitive relay. We got kind of about 6 girls competing for those 4 spots. We're all kind of right there. And then even on the boys' side, we got those 4 boys that ran it. And then Cody Schwenk, who's right there competing for that final 4 spot. So I think the competition is good. It kind of keeps everybody on their toes and kind of get their best every meet. So
yeah, it's never in track and field. It's never a bad thing to have some depth there and have that competition, is it?
That's right. You know, especially you feel comfortable putting anybody in there. So, if somebody goes down or somebody's sick, you feel comfortable plugging that other person in and, getting the same result. So can't complain about that.
You had some kids in individual events and Jeremiah in the 800, the half, boy, 2:02.57, that lowers his time even more. And that was another new record, wasn't it?
Yeah. There's that kid from North Platte who ran like a 2:01 coming in, so I was hoping Jerry could stay with him. And Jerry kind of got boxed in on that first 100. Kind of got boxed in on that first 100, and then I was a little nervous that would kind of ruin his time, but he got out of it on that stretch, and I think he ran about a 56 first lap split, or 58, I mean, and so when he was coming around that last stretch, I was kind of hoping for 2, but we'll take a 2:02 for sure.
No question that he is. That's another event where he's ran into some really good each and every meet he's gone to, conference, and in this one, the competition really pushes him a little bit more.
Yeah, well, we've had great competition in that race probably the whole year with that Garrett kid from Med Valley and, some kids from Cambridge and obviously the 2 kids from North Platte yesterday. So I think that's really helped Jerry a lot, kind of pushes him every single meet. And, he's a kid who doesn't like to lose, so he's going to give it his all.
And then we flip right back to the girls, and Addison Richards, a little freshman with the PR in the 800. That's a young lady who's really stepped in her freshman year and done a good job.
Yeah, she has. She was kind of stuck around at 2:37 at the beginning of the year and, I think popped off like a 2:28 split. I think it kind of made her realize, like, oh, hey, I can actually do this. She keeps improving her time, and she ran a really good race yesterday. Like I said, that wind kind of went down right at that 800 time, and it was about perfect. So hoping she can crack under 2:30, maybe going into districts and state here.
I know Blakely finished 4th long jump in a tough field. I see the North Platte girl went 17. He had a 16 in there, but she's flirting with 16. She's getting really close.
Yeah, her first 2 jumps were both 15:11 exactly. And so her 3rd jump didn't go as well. Then on the 4th one, it was a real close scratch, and I think she might have gone over 16 if she could have got that one in. So she's kind of peaking at the right time, and hopefully we can get 16 going into districts and maybe hopefully on the state, get a mark that'll get her on the state.
Well, even going back to RPAC, Coach, good results there. I know you told me that because I'm looking at your relays, that even one of your best runners has been banged up with a bit of an injury with Reagan Stingel, and you're hoping to have her kind of saving her for districts. Is that right?
Yeah, she kind of had a little something with the knee at Paxton, and so talking to the trainers, we kind of decided to hold her off, let her rest it up, and kind of really make a push for state instead of, kind of having a nagging injury the rest of the season. So we're looking to hopefully get her back into an event this week at DCS and then hopefully get her into some more events next Wednesday at districts.
I can't forget Carlos Romero in the sprints. That guy has really come along each and every meet in the 100, the 200. And that was, as you found out with the Overton kid, that was a pretty fast field, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I saw Carlos, he came in eighth, but he still ran a pretty decent time. You know, just having that competition, I think, will really help him kind of push him along. He really wants to get towards that 11 flat area. So all the competition is just going to help him. But, yeah, that kid from Overton, he's something else.
Going back to RPAC last week, Coach, that was a great RPAC meet. I mean, sorry to say the sun never came out, the wind blew all day, but otherwise the competition, girls and boys, was really good.
Yeah, that's probably, I don't know, but I feel like that's the best RPAC has kind of been in a while. You had a lot of, on the girls' side, a lot of meet records broken, and, I mean, just some crazy times there in the 1, 2, 400s, and just some crazy good athletes. So, it's kind of nice to have that competition, and our district actually looks pretty similar to the RPAC field. I know we, you know, lose a couple RPAC teams and add Loomis, but it's pretty close to about what we saw at RPAC, so kind of give us a good idea of what we're going to see on Wednesday.
Now, you said one final regular season meet going over to Dundee County Strat with the Twilights once again on Friday. How do you treat that a little bit with districts coming up again next Wednesday then? Do you go all out or just a couple of kids? And, well, of course, you just had a meet on Tuesday, so probably just a couple of kids and two or three events, if that?
Yeah, the kids who competed yesterday, we're going to kind of give them a lighter day. And then, you know, those other kids who maybe haven't got to do some events they would like to do, kind of get them in those and see how they do, and, you know, might kind of have some final runoffs for some 4x4 spots and stuff like that. So it'll kind of be a mix and match thing. We probably won't go too heavy on it, save it for districts and try and get some relay teams and some other people down the state.
Of course, you always want to place high in the standings, but of course, when you come down to districts, that's, you know, whatever you do is going to take care of itself. And boy, as you said, the RPAC meet is pretty much identical to what your district. Same team's going to be here in McCook for this one on Wednesday, but let's add a few. And boy, that's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, like I said, like some of those races are just completely stacked. You're going to have to hopefully qualify on time, and you know, you never know when you're relying on qualifications on time. So. I kind of want everybody to be rested up, ready to go for Wednesday. And like you said, stiff competition. So kind of need everybody at 100% come Wednesday.
And some decisions, as you talked about, like for Jerry, what is, you know, I know he's been the triple jump as well. He's got a few jumps in there, but do you jump in there or take him out of a running event? You've got some decisions to be made.
Yeah, he's a kind of a guy who can do everything, so we're kind of still deciding on what he's going to officially do come Wednesday, but you know, he'll definitely do four events, see if we can get to state in four, so we're still kind of decide what maybe we should have him do, so, but I know he's excited for it.